Hello, and welcome to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. At Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, we would like to offer you information to improve your health by considering various lifestyle options. Our articles come from different sources, which we will always identify. The information presented is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your medical doctor or other healthcare professional with whom you consult. Here are some articles from Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. And the first one is from the T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies, Can You Have Your Cake and Eat It Too? Sugar and the Whole Food Plant-Based Lifestyle. Many people find it harder to avoid unhealthy snacking during the holidays. This is especially true for sugary treats, which can sometimes seem unavoidable. A few years ago, it was reported that the average intake of added sugars in U.S. adults was 17 teaspoons per day. Granted, sugar is just one part of a broadly unhealthy dietary pattern, which also includes the high consumption of dairy and meat. Nevertheless, the health consequences of eating and drinking so much sugar, from inflammation and obesity to increased risk of chronic disease, are severe. So how does all this fit with a whole food, plant-based lifestyle? Is it possible to join the small minority who consume almost no added sugar? Must you sacrifice your sweet tooth to do so? Find out next. And this article was updated on November 17th, 2025, and was written by Mama Says. Are you confused? You're not alone. Many people who are completely new to the plant-based lifestyle wonder about sugar. Whether it's recommended to avoid it completely, what the different levels of processing mean for health, and the role of more natural sources of sugar, like fruit. Let's break this down. When it comes to a whole food plant-based lifestyle, refined sugars like fructose, high fructose corn syrup, and white sugar are off the table. These are highly processed and devoid of nutrients and fiber, which help to regulate blood glucose levels. What can you use instead to sweeten your food? Options like brown rice syrup, maple syrup, and raw local honey are more natural and less refined. However, they're technically not whole foods, and honey isn't vegan, if that's important to you. If you're hoping to stay more strictly whole food plant-based, choose whole food sources of sugar, like homemade date paste or syrup, dried fruits, fruit purees like unsweetened applesauce, or mashed bananas. These are the kinds of ingredients that we use to sweeten our food at Mama Says. The full sugar story. Having covered the essentials, let's get into some of the more granular details. Refined and added sugar consumption in the United States is off the charts. The average daily intake of added sugars in U.S. adults over 20 years old was 17 teaspoons in 2017 to 2018. The health consequences, from chronic inflammation and heart disease to obesity and cancer, are severe. But it's not all doom and gloom. You can join the small minority who consume far fewer than 17 teaspoons of added sugar, and you can indulge your sweet tooth while sustaining a whole food plant-based lifestyle. Why no refined sugar? Most refined sugar comes from either sugar cane or sugar beets. Sounds pretty darn plant-based, doesn't it? But not so fast. To make these refined sugars, everything goes through an extraction and purification process, and the fiber and nutrients of the sugar cane or sugar beet are lost. Remember, fiber stabilizes blood glucose levels by slowing the rate of absorption of sugar into your bloodstream. This lack of fiber in refined sugars is why your energy spikes and dips when you drink a soda, but not when you eat a whole food like a banana, which has around 18 grams of natural sugar. The fiber in the banana helps to regulate how your body processes this sugar and lets you use energy in a more sustainable way. Plus, bananas and other whole foods are packed with nutrients that fuel the body and reduce your risk of developing the very same chronic conditions that refined sugar consumption is associated with, including obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. If you need any more reason to ditch the refined sugars, consider their addictiveness. Read nutrition labels carefully. A word to the wise, read those nutrition labels. The food industry uses many names for refined sugar, and they're not always obvious. Here are a few of the sneaky ingredients to look out for. Sucrose, glucose, fructose, maltose, dextrose, lactose, high fructose corn syrup, evaporated cane juice, fruit juice concentrates, cane crystals, and corn sweeteners. How to sweeten foods on a whole food, plant-based diet. Don't worry, you can have your cake and eat it too. The solution isn't eating bananas instead of cookies, although you may use bananas to sweeten those cookies. Trust us, it's easy and delicious. More on that in a minute. As mentioned before, there are two main schools of thought regarding which natural sweeteners are allowed in a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. We use the word allowed loosely. We don't like to dole out rules. We just want to give you the best information to help you make the best choice for your health and lifestyle. The first school of thought is that slightly refined natural sugars are okay in moderation. These include maple syrup, raw local honey, brown rice syrup, and blackstrap molasses. If you go this route, you can increase your fiber intake by adding ground flaxseed, which can also be used as an egg substitute when mixed with water, fruits, or whole grains to the mix. Alternatively, you might choose to use only whole foods, dates, and other dried fruits, date paste and syrup, and fruit purees, for example, unsweetened applesauce, mashed bananas. You can make your own date syrup by blending soaked dates with water until you reach a smooth, syrupy consistency. Dates, like many dried fruits, are loaded with both fiber and natural sugar. They have a rich, molasses-like taste that will give your dessert a unique flavor. You can also try making syrup from raisins or prunes for a more distinctive flavor. Using whole foods as sweeteners has other benefits too. For example, bananas not only have 18 grams of sugar, but also act as a binder, making them perfect for tasty baked goods. Life beyond refined sugar. Once you're off sugar, you'll find that you don't even want it. How is that possible? When you ditch sugar, your taste buds readjust such that within less than 2 weeks, the taste of refined sugars may become too intensely sweet. This taste bud reset makes staying off sugar that much easier and whole food plant-based treats that much tastier. You're listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. The next article is from Evolution Health and was written by Cyrus Kambada, PhD, and Kylie Buckner, RN. It was 2:37 p.m. on a Tuesday when Deb realized something was wrong. She was sitting in her home office, staring at her computer screen, trying to focus on an important project deadline. But instead of thinking about the task at hand, her mind was somewhere else. Maybe I should have a handful of almonds. No, I just had lunch an hour ago. But what about that dark chocolate in the pantry? Just a square wouldn't hurt. Or maybe that meatloaf that we had last night? The mental debate played on repeat in her head for 20 minutes. As she processed these thoughts, something very important dawned on her. Deb wasn't even hungry. She wasn't thinking about food because of a biological need for calories. She was thinking about food because her brain wouldn't shut up. For years, Deb thought this was just her personal weakness, a character flaw that meant she lacked discipline around food. She'd beat herself up about it constantly, wondering why she couldn't just focus on what matters, like everyone else seemed to do. Then Deb discovered that she wasn't alone. In fact, she was far from alone. Sarah, a busy mom of three, told Deb that she plans dinner while eating lunch. Michael, a successful attorney, admitted that he spends hours each week thinking about what he shouldn't eat, then eating it anyway and feeling guilty. Elena, a fitness instructor, shared that despite her seemingly perfect diet, she can't stop the mental food chatter that follows her throughout the day. Different lives, different bodies. Same exhausting mental soundtrack. Sound familiar? Invisible thoughts stealing your peace. It turns out that you're not weak, and you're definitely not broken. You're experiencing something called food noise, and it's hijacking your mental bandwidth, slowly draining your attention and grinding you to exhaustion. Food noise is the relentless mental chatter about eating that drowns out almost everything else. It's the voice that whispers about cookies during important meetings, or the one that plans tomorrow's meals while you're trying to fall asleep. It isn't just annoying, it's exhausting. And it could be robbing you of the mental clarity that you crave. why your brain won't stop talking about food. Your survival-wired brain often thinks it's still living in scarcity. But instead of occasional berries, you're bombarded with 1,000-plus food advertisements daily. Every Instagram scroll, every drive past a restaurant, every commercial break. It's unfortunate, but your brain sometimes can't tell the difference between real hunger and manufactured desire. Add restrictive dieting to the mix, game over. Tell your brain it can't have something and it becomes obsessed. It's like trying not to think about a pink elephant. It's almost impossible. Stress and poor sleep crank up the volume even more. When cortisol spikes and sleep suffers, your hunger hormones go haywire, making food thoughts even more persistent. The four-step food noise elimination protocol. Step one, slow down and tune in. Before you eat anything, pause. Ask yourself, am I actually hungry or is this just noise? Rate your hunger on a scale of 1 to 10. If it's below a 4, you're likely responding to mental chatter, not physical need. Step 2, feed your emotions properly. Are you bored? Call a friend. Stressed? Take 10 deep breaths. Sad? Journal for 5 minutes. Food can't fix feelings, but addressing them directly can quiet the noise instantly. Step 3, normalize your blood glucose. Skipping meals can create food noise. Eat whole foods packed with fiber and help slow your brain down. When your blood glucose is stable, your brain often stops screaming for quick fixes. Step 4, eliminate the triggers. Unfollow food accounts that make you obsess. Keep trigger foods out of sight. Create physical and digital boundaries between you and food cues. About the truth about breaking free. Real food freedom isn't eating whatever you want, whenever you want it. It's having the mental space to think about other things. It's making food decisions from a place of calm, not chaos. You deserve a quiet mind. You deserve to focus on your work, your relationships, your dreams, without constant food chatter drowning out what matters. The noise can be turned down. The mental prison can be unlocked. Your peaceful relationship with food starts right now. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you whole food, plant-based nutrition. And from Forks Over Knives, here's a success story. I thought my high cholesterol was genetic until I went plant-based. By Joanna Mittman, December 5th, 2024. I never considered myself an unhealthy eater before going plant-based. When I was a kid, my family lived in France for many years, and my mother would cook spectacular fresh meals. We rarely had junk food or sweets. As an adult, I kept up that habit, eating Few highly processed foods, but a decent amount of meat, dairy, and eggs. And I always dressed my salads in oil-based vinaigrettes. This all seemed normal and healthy to me. I struggled with high cholesterol, but I didn't connect this with my diet. Both my parents have cholesterol issues, and we have a family history of serious heart disease, including a triple bypass surgery for my dad. My good friend Rita first told me about forks over knives and the whole food plant-based way of eating several years back, and I thought, really? No oil at all? I shrugged it off and moved on. I just wasn't at a stage in my life where I was ready to receive that information. Rethinking healthy eating. About 2 years ago, I was searching for ways to lose the excess weight I'd been carrying for years, and Rita brought up forks over knives again. She told me how another friend of ours got rid of her chronic inflammation and lost weight on a whole food plant-based diet. This time, I was intrigued. So I watched the Forks Over Knives documentary film that night, and I decided that I was going to try it. I was pleasantly surprised what a whole food plant-based diet included. I remember being shocked that I could eat potatoes and pasta because those had always been off limits on my other diets. I had my blood work done the day before I started the transition. My total cholesterol was 298 and my LDL was 174. In the first month of following a whole food plant-based diet, I took 76 points off my total cholesterol and 44 points off of my LDL cholesterol. The weight started coming off and I was all in. Food freedom. It's been more than 2 years and I haven't looked back. I feel really good in my body. In total, I've taken off 100 points from my cholesterol. I've lost 25 pounds and I have so much more energy. I honestly believe I was designed to eat this way. It's freeing to be able to think I'm hungry and go into the kitchen to find yummy, nourishing food. On other diets, I would feel ashamed for being hungry and I would berate myself for not having self-control. I always loved food. Now, I don't feel guilty for constantly looking up recipes and planning out meals since I know it's all good for me. Stronger, healthier, and loving life at 65. Since retiring, I've been doing a lot more hiking with my partner, and I found that going plant-based has made exercise much easier on my joints. We've done Yosemite, the Grand Canyon, and most recently the Milford Track in New Zealand. Thanks to this diet, I'm not afraid of doing longer distances. I've come off 10-mile hikes and found myself thinking, oh wow, that was easy. This lifestyle has also given me an amazing community. About 4 times a year, I have a potluck with friends who are also whole food plant-based, including Rita. We all bring dishes to share and copies of the recipes, so everyone has something new to add to their repertoire. It's really inspirational, and it's a chance to be social with people who are on the same path. At this point, I don't feel like eating whole food plant-based is even really a diet. For me, being on a diet always implied that I was doing it until I reached a certain goal and then I was done. This is not a diet. This is how I live my best life. This is my way to feeling healthy, and strong. I'm 65, and while I may not be getting any younger, I absolutely feel like I am. You have been listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, wishing you a very happy and healthy rest of your day, and I hope that you have a wonderful and healthy Thanksgiving holiday season. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming your way from Sun Sounds of Arizona.